This is program number LW2761. Parents are like warriors, pulling the bow and shooting the arrows. Hi, this is Larry West. That's exactly what Solomon says in the Bible. He said, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children. If you're going to be a wise parent, a successful parent, you need to take a look at the bowman, just as the Bible says, to see how he shoots his arrows and learn some basic rules from him. Just like an archer aims at a target, so should a wise parent aim his children at a particular goal, mom, dad. It was also Solomon who said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. In other words, find your target, aim your child at it, and shoot him toward it. Now, not only should a good bowman or a good parent find the right target, but the successes of both of them run parallel in how hard they pull the bow back. You see, to an amateur or a beginner in archery, the bow is a very heavy and hard-to-use kind of thing. Even a few draws on the bow make the muscle sore and tender. Well, the same is true in training up children. It takes concentrated effort to train up a child in the way he should go. It seems that when children are young, it's easier to give them a toy and let them go play somewhere than it is to spend much time with them. But as they grow older, many parents still want to buy them something and let them go play somewhere. Only this time, the toy is a car, and the play area is dangerous intersections of irresponsible behavior. So parents need to be strong in their instruction and discipline in training up their children, aiming them at the right goal, just like an archer does with his arrows. The success of an arrow hitting the target depends upon the strength of the bowman pulling the bow. If he is too weak to pull the string back with power, then the arrow cannot fly toward its target. If the parents are weak, inconsistent, if they're irresponsible, too irresponsible to give their children the right motivation and thrust, then their children are going to fail to reach the mark of real success. And when I say real success, by the way, I'm talking about God's kind of success. A man, once being interviewed, was asked where he had received his finest training, and what he said in answer, I think, fits right here. He said, I received my finest training in two places, at the knee of my mother and across the knee of my father. Two parents somewhere were concerned enough about that man to aim him, to focus him on the target, and to take the necessary care to pull back the string. Please listen. Success in any area simply does not happen by accident if your children are going to grow up and be the kind of people God wants them to be. Then you as a parent need to aim them in the right direction and work hard in helping them arrive on target, being strong enough to discipline them, loving God and serving Him. There are too many parents who don't care. I'm afraid I've seen that in my own experience. I've seen too many parents who just simply do not care which way their children go. Other parents care, but they take neither the time nor the energy to influence strongly through instructing and disciplining their children so that the children might be successful in truly loving God. Now, let me emphasize what I've said today. The first thing to do is to find the target, the right target. And the second thing to do is to be strong enough to follow through, to be courageous enough. Sometimes it's called tough love. As a parent, you don't dare carry it alone. Listen, you can depend upon God to help you. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Now, the goal is heaven. Point your child in that direction. Point your child to heaven. I have a Bible study course called For God So Loved You that you can study with your children. You can study with your family. It's free. There's no cost, no obligation. The only thing that will cost you is a postage stamp to write me and ask for this free, non-denominational Bible study course. It's called For God So Loved You. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.